This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming up on 7 after the hour, it's time for us to put together as a collective here on the DJV program an overview from our perspective of the top 10 stories in People this week, according to the charts at People's Magazine. Maybe not. At Talker's Magazine. Although People might have a top 10 list of the sexiest men around, who knows what's in People Magazine. That's not our focus, though. It's the focus of Talker's Magazine each week to study the stories that are in the top 10 list from all of the radio stations that they monitor, talking to hosts and that sort of thing. So we have our list of the stories. We have our list of the people, ladies. I want to do the people. We normally go through the story list, but I want to take a different approach this week. Jennifer Horn is here from the DJV program and also Mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles. Victoria Keelan is here from the DJV program and the popular podcast Beauty Pop. And Jay Kirshner is here, who's in charge of our social media and one of the members of the band and the DJV program, also Mother to Mac. There we go. Those are the bona fides for the people who are here. And by the way, Doug Steffen has a new grandson this week whose name is Jasper. You can see
he's
those
number
pictures.
One on the people list, right?
He is yes. Number one on the people list.
He's so fat he could take up a couple
chunker.
Spots on the list.
He's cute.
He's adorable, but he's a fat baby. He's a big, right. Big baby.
Big baby. Okay, so at number 10 on the people list, the combination of Julius Jones and Kevin Stitt. This is something that has brought around. I wonder if this will do for the death penalty what George Floyd did for black relations. This looks like one of those things that has gotten so much attention. It's like, you know, the straw that breaks the camel's back. The governor granted clemency to Jones. The governor is Stitt. Jones was supposed to be executed for the murder of a fellow named Paul Howell, which he did not commit. So how did the governor have any choice? You know, the governor's being, oh, this is wonderful. He had no choice.
Governors and presidents and people can commute sentences all the time. So he was able to commute the sentence. A lot of people are saying, well, he should have just thrown it out. Well, his power doesn't necessarily go there. He, I think, did what he could, but they're already, the ACLU and other groups, other activist groups are working to help him fight this and to get a retrial.
Him, Julius Jones.
Yeah.
I mean, this is
always...
Sorry.
I just, the last point is that everybody's been calling him innocent, and that's because he's maintained his innocence since this happened back in 1999. It was a murder, a carjacking. He said he didn't commit that crime, yet he was convicted. So whatever the evidence was, if it was created, I don't think any of us really know all the details about it, but certainly...
No, just a lot of questions.
Just that the gun was found at the family's home, but there's not much more about it.
Yeah, and he knew who the guy was, and he has admitted that he was in college at the time. He was running with the bad crowd, and the guy who also went to jail, the two of them went together. The guy rolled over, basically took a plea deal, and so he's the one who actually really killed Mr. Howell. And so, but he blamed it on Julius and was able to take a deal and by turning him over. So Julius ended up with the death penalty. The other guy got, I don't know how, 20 years or something like that. But he's really the one that is the people are now looking at in, you know, with a different lens. But the interesting thing is, like, the behind the scenes of this was really remarkable. And I know that so much else is going on. I wish this was a bigger story, you know, in talk radio as well. I know it just made number 10 on the list recently, but this was something that people from all political backgrounds came together on this. Whoa. Super conservative people, super liberal people. I mean, every politicians, athletes, you know, Kim Kardashian was involved with this. John Grisham, the author who started the Innocence Project. So many people came forward with this and said, we're going to be executing an innocent man here. And when you have so many people, put politics aside, I thought it was just a really, really important moment for our country. And the other thing that was interesting, Kim was on the phone with Julius. He has not been touched or hugged by a family member in 20 years. He is not allowed to have, and even before going to the death chamber, he was still not allowed to have any family visit him in person. He could only talk to them on the phone. So he was on the phone with Kim while he was on the phone with her, and she detailed this. I thought it was interesting. Whoever the person from the prison came in to basically force feed him the anti-anxiety medicines that everyone has to take so that you don't freak out because you're being killed. And Julius refused to take them because he said he had a clear conscience and he had nothing, that he didn't need to be drugged, and that if this was,
but it got,
you know,
so
his fate,
close
that,
why,
oh, it got
if
so
it
close
this
that, that's what I'm saying
so
it got
long.
So
what
it got so
world?
Close it got so close that they were literally trying to give him the medicine. I mean, that's how close this got. And so the governor Stitt said that, you know, he prayed on it and all this other stuff, and I guess came to the conclusion that he needed to commute the sentence. Now, he's still, right now, like Jen said, Julius Jones is technically in prison without the possibility of parole.
Oh, but he's still in prison?
He's still in prison, but because that's what Jen was saying, he can't release him. He can take him away from the death penalty.
Right.
But now, look.
Why can't
he
just pardon him like so many other?
It's not how the law works.
I don't think that's the gubernatorial power for
right.
him. Yeah.
Because a jury has, you know, this needs to be a new trial, and this is.
And that's what it looks like he's going to get. And the fact that he has a stay of execution and life in prison, that may not seem great to people. In fact, I saw a bunch of people who are kind of dopey online going, this is
so many people are ill-informed about this.
That's the problem. It's like, this is the most that could happen. And the fact that he's not sitting, you know, now, not upright anymore on the planet is the win, because now you can get him another trial. Now he can go through it. And so, yeah, it may not be an immediate release like a lot of people think, but for the law, this was the best possible outcome for him where he is right now.
Mm-hmm. And also the parole board in whoever was overseeing his case, not the parole board, but there was some sort of judiciary board in the prison system that looked over this evidence. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, he's guilty. The gun was found in his attic. Well, what moron would hide a gun wrapped in a red bandana, which was the number one thing that witnesses saw was the red bandana that the guy was wearing.
Have you seen enough TV
shows?
It's so
planned. Yeah, exactly. He said he wasn't even at home. Exactly. So anyway, now I lost my train of thought. Thanks with the law and order thing. But anyway,
don't.
Yeah. It's,
so
yeah, it's
what
crazy.
I want to know is the one thing that I'm throwing into this. There is the prominent black people who have been associated with the outrage here. But where are the appropriate white people? Like, where's Joe Biden?
I just
said everybody. I want to know names.
Okay, well, like Governor
Van Jones went through a whole list. Yeah, Van Jones went through a whole list of people who were super conservative and white, and this was a universal thing that a lot of people came together on, which is rare.
Number 9 on the people list: the Premier or President of China, Xi Jinping. Is Xi, right? Isn't that how you pronounce
it? Very good. I'm impressed.
How long's the guy been in power?
I normally don't like to pronounce his name because I don't think he deserves the respect of that. So the latest
we should
there.
Call them the chairman of the CCP. You know, a lot of people call him President Xi. I do it all the time.
Chinese Communist Party.
Is he not the president?
What is he? He is, but he doesn't deserve the title of president because he wasn't elected. So let's call him the chairman of the CCP. There you go.
Let's call him a murdering thug, which is what he is. All right. So there was a 3.5-hour call this week between Mr. Xi and Joe Biden. What came out of that? There wasn't any discussion about anything that was important, as far as I could see, when it came to COVID, which they're the number one culprit in, not a word, right? Am I wrong on that, or am I right?
No, it's true. And in fact, even after the meeting, a lot of the press from all walks of the media, not just conservative outlets, were asking the White House press secretary why Biden didn't ask, or didn't ask about COVID. And she defended him, basically saying that they have other plans, they have other things. Well, look, you have the world stage. People are paying attention to this. People already kind of felt like she kind of ate Joe's lunch for a couple of reasons. One, the meeting was held at 9 a.m. China time. It was held at, like, whatever it was, 8 p.m., I think, well past the Biden bedtime. And the fact that they made him kind of be the one who had to stay up late into the night to do this call seemed a bit of a power play. And the most prominent thing is the fact that President Xi came on the line and said, hello, old friend. Now, that may not seem significant, but that's literally like giving the guy a poop sandwich, because Biden had said for a while on the campaign trail, oh, I have this great relationship with Xi. We've traveled together. We've had many meetings. And then when he started getting the heat about him kind of being on the take from China with the Hunter Biden laptop being discovered and all of that, he backed away. And so just as late as a couple of weeks ago, he was asked if President Xi, why wouldn't you go talk to your old friend about cooperating with the COVID research? And he said, he's not my old friend, and kind of went off about, got angry about President Xi being called his old friend. And so that is, the fact that Xi sits down and the very first thing that comes out of his mouth is, hello, old friend, yeah, is a slap. And it's mm-hmm. also really clear that they're watching every single move, every single step in this country, the division, everything, because they keep using it against us on the world stage. And it's, you know, they're low blows to Joe, to Antony Blinken a couple of months ago during their summit. Right.
Yeah. Okay, number 8 on the countdown is a focus in terms of people on Alex Jones. We'll get to that after this.
Velvety paper feel, exquisite colors, stunning scale. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. Stop by Staples and try our Print Big Promise. We're committed to getting your print job right, to treating your small business like a big deal, and guiding you from start to finish. Get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends January 1st. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details. Staples, where small business prints big.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic. Our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. Get your best sleep all night, every night. Now, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets during the Tempur-Pedic Black Friday event. Get full offer details at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Okay, so at number 8 on the people list is Alex Jones, the talk radio host. And I say this not even advisedly. Most of the people that are doing this for a living with me have not been around as long as I have been around, frankly. And I don't say that to brag. I just have been doing this longer than actually anybody else, except Jim Bohannon and I, both about the same length of time. And so when I look at guys like Alex Jones, who are opportunists, I think everybody's entitled to their point of view, and I think we need to be held accountable for our points of view. You know, there are some people who say he's dangerous, and in a way, I guess he is, but he got his comeuppance this week because he's been found guilty in that trial. What was it, half a dozen families sued him mm-hmm. after he claimed that the Sandy Hook massacre at the school was a hoax, right? And yeah. So they got him, and they got him good. And whether it puts him out of business or not, I don't guess that he should be shut down, but he deserves to get the black eye that he got, frankly. There are other ways of approaching it. Everybody's different, and the only way he can sell stuff is to be outrageous because he doesn't have any talent to do anything
else. I was going
to
say, there's no talent there. That's just, yeah, I don't just know,
noise.
I don't get it.
Yeah, it's noise. 21 after the hour.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
All right, 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. The folks who are on the DJV program weekday mornings on lots of stations around the country are here with me. I'm Doug Steffen to review the top 10 stories and people list from Talkers Magazine as an accompaniment to the official Talk Radio Countdown show that I do with Michael Harrison. Now, at this part of each hour in the DJV program, we aim to talk about what's trending on social media and get to people's responses who are listening to the program. Joe Biden is talking about he's considering, or somebody's considering, the U.S. is considering, to boycott the Olympics. So this is
a diplomatic boycott.
Yeah, okay. So what does that mean?
The athletes can still go, right?
American yes, yeah. It'll just be the diplomats that will not be part of the opening ceremonies.
Is that because of our relationship with China? Did he say this to President Xi?
I think this is about the Uyghurs. This is the Uyghurs. Yeah, I mean, that's yeah. Other than that.
Did they talk about the Uyghurs this week? These two guys?
Do we know what was in the 3 hours of the conversation?
Yeah, we do, yeah. And we know that President Xi, now the administration is admitting it, kind of drew a red line about the United States not getting involved with Taiwan. That was first reported by Chinese media. Now the United States media has confirmed that, but nothing about Uyghur Muslims, nothing about COVID.
I mean, there were also limitations that were already set in order to have the call, and there were topics that you can't talk about.
I agree with that.
I agree with that. I just think that, you know, the facts are facts. I mean, this was already pre-negotiated before they had the call. That happens in almost every diplomatic phone call.
Of course, about what they can talk about, but why even make it a thing? Why give the president 3.5 hours in the middle of, literally in the middle of his night, because we know he shuts down his day very early. He's not like a Trump night owl. He cuts his day about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so he stays up extra late so that he can have this phone call, and it just doesn't look good. If you can't talk about some of the things that are really important, then what's the point?
All right, Jay, what are the listeners saying about this?
Well, regarding the political boycott, Chris Bialcino questions why not a full boycott, which kind of echoed a lot of other people are talking about.
Yeah, but Courtney. Right, but I understand that. But the thing that really is annoying, though, is if you talk to the actual athletes who have been training for this, some of them, this is their last Olympics, some of them, it's their first. The athletes are the ones who want to go forward with this. So I feel like it's easy for a couch potato to just say, oh, well, why not a full boycott? Well, then talk to the athletes and let them make the decision.
So pretty much everybody echoed the same thing. Yeah. All right.
How about this? How about just don't let China have the Olympics? Why doesn't the world?
Well, that's the Olympic Committee should have gotten. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and a lot of the comment too was, who cares about the Olympics anymore? A lot of people are so tired of the Olympics being politicized, just as everything else, that they've already been boycotting, regardless of the fact that the upcoming Olympics are in Beijing.
The Julius Jones clemency. What are people saying about that?
Winfield Jeremy commented that the overwhelming evidence found in the case says he's guilty. Lauren Sherrill says a commuted sentence is just wasted money. And David Marr asks, if he's innocent, why did he get life in prison without parole? Which is something we discussed earlier, that's part of the law.
People don't understand. This is a simple Google search. Like, this is not hard to understand these facts. It's just not.
But people don't, because we've gotten into emotions. It's the same thing with Kyle Rittenhouse. You can think all day long that Kyle Rittenhouse shouldn't have been there. But the point is, did he act in self-defense, or was this intentional murder? And people let their feelings color how the law is applied.
And the fact that there's still so many people that are in the camp of believing Kyle Rittenhouse killed black people, not white people.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Nuts.
Well, but
America,
get it
together.
Well, you know what? In part, it's people's lack of attention to detail, and also the educational system that teaches people how to read and how to understand and comprehend, and also the fact that it's a shiny, the news media is supplanted by social media and the shiny coin theory, whatever shows up, you know.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hundreds of pastors showed up outside the Georgia courthouse where the trial of three men charged in the death of Ahmaud Arbery was held. They gathered in response to efforts by the defense to keep black ministers out of the courtroom. Reverend Al Sharpton.
We represent a God that'll make a way out of no way. And no lawyer can lock us out.
The defense has now rested its case. The trial is in recess until Monday. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has commuted the death sentence of Julius Jones just hours before he was scheduled to be executed. A crowd outside the prison broke out in song. Jones's sister Antoinette spoke about the call she had with her brother.
It's a blessing to be able to hear his voice and to know that he will still be alive.
This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As many law experts across the country say the prosecution in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial failed to present murder charges against the defendant, mainstream media is trying to intimidate the jury to convict Rittenhouse. An MSNBC producer was caught following the jury pool van last night in Kenosha, Wisconsin. After running a red light, the MSNBC producer was stopped by local police. Rocker Ted Nugent on Newsmax says this is good versus evil.
This guy, this young 17-year-old kid, was exactly what the founding fathers wanted all Americans to be, to stand up good over evil. Kyle Rittenhouse, good. Rioters and thugs and attackers and assaulters and career criminals, evil. I hope everybody would write down this colloquialism. It's a representative colloquialism. Engineered recidivism. Our court system, our totally failed court system, is intentionally engineering recidivism. They know these people are going to repeat their vicious, violent crimes, and the so-called justice system continues to let them out to do it. And when a good citizen stands up and goes, no, I have an instinctual moral obligation to try to neutralize evil, this court case happens, and it breaks the hearts and sickens good Americans that know the purest instinct of man is to defend oneself. And that's all Kyle Rittenhouse did.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour here on our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner as we go through the people list, doing it a little differently. There's a people list from talkers and there's a story list. So the people list this week has number 7, Kyle Rittenhouse. And the comments on social media about this trial, I was wondering whether there are any comments about MSNBC being banned by the judge in this trial. What do we think, ladies?
They should have been. Did you hear what they did? Do you know why they got banned?
I'm not sure. I've heard two different stories.
they sent their reporter to, who was a freelance reporter, admittedly, but the freelancer had orders from MSNBC to follow the jury bus to try to take their pictures as they were exiting the bus. Now, anybody who knows anything knows that the jury cannot be identified, and you cannot, that is something that will immediately lead to a mistrial with, and lead to no verdict ever being met if a picture of the jury is published. All you can release are demographics, basically. Five men, seven women, whatever. That's the only kind of information. And so MSNBC sends this guy out, takes a picture of the jury, gets caught. And so the judge is like, nope, you've lost your privileges. You're out because you could have screwed up the whole trial.
Yeah.
Well, this just speaks to what is so much a part of what is so-called journalism today. These gotcha people are out there to make a story for themselves.
Well, everyone thinks they're TMZ. It's like the new standard. That's something TMZ would do. And TMZ would be stupid because they could trigger a mistrial as well.
I think TMZ is smart enough. Harvey Levin is smart enough not to take pictures of the jury. He's a lawyer, and he knows what this does. I mean, you can throw out a case for anything like this to go wrong. So all of this work, this energy, the protests that are going on inside of the courthouse, everybody paying attention would be out the window because MSNBC wants to take a picture of the jury. That's ridiculous.
It tells you the fiber of the management of the company, whether it's MSNBC and the person that runs the news department there, or the global big umbrella of NBC, or Comcast that owns Universal and NBC. Where does it all, does it trickle uphill? The buck stops at the desk of the guy who runs the entire operation. Because if, in fact, they're really watching, if they're management, if they're in charge, then they're either in charge or they're not in charge. And guys like that at the top will throw the ball down the stairs, and some guy in the middle or the person who runs the news department at MSNBC gets fired, something like that. But it's still, the cost, it seems to me, is clear. That is a blight on NBC as well. And so what are...
It's just, shouldn't they know better? I mean, NBC
used to
be a pretty powerful news bureau.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Who's also... Here's a question, though. Who's also stopping people, the protesters who are outside, from taking pictures and posting on social media of the jurors?
They go to a different location. They don't walk in and out of the courthouse. So a bus picks them up at some location, and then they're brought in underground into the courthouse, and that's how they get in.
Right.
So they can hear... The protesters have thrown things at the bus, but the bus has like shades on it, essentially.
What moron would throw things at
the
bus? What are they throwing things at the bus for?
We talk off the air, on the air. The show continues. But the jury, part of why I think this is taking so long and why this process has gone so long is that I think there are a lot of people who are really concerned about the ramifications of a verdict for their community and for themselves personally.
On which side? Which going which way?
The jury feeling like they're going to get attacked based on what decision they
make.
Period.
Is it either to whether he's guilty or not guilty? It's going to make
difference.
It's
going to happen no matter what the verdict is. Yeah.
All right. So, what are people on social media, Jay, saying about the Kyle Rittenhouse trial?
A lot of people are saying he's innocent. He should be found innocent. Regardless of why he was there is not why he's on trial. Very few people are saying that he needs to be held accountable, and even his mom or whoever supplied him with the gun. But for the most part, it's going to get really, really upsetting in Kenosha because people are going to riot regardless of what the verdict is because there's such a strong stance on whichever side you are and what you believe.
Well, I'm looking at some of the comments.
But not enough.
A guy named Todd Osborne said the bottom line, if you go looking for trouble, you'll find trouble.
But that's not a legal argument. Sure,
no,
that's fine. That's what everybody thinks.
Thinking.
But
Well, and the fact remains, a lot of people are still basing their opinions on other people's opinions. Not enough are doing research. The fact that people still don't even know the race of the victims is kind of upsetting.
Yeah.
You see racial injustice signs in front of the courthouse, and it's surprising because you go, is this like a weird alternate universe? Like, nobody's black. Like, it's not surprising for me to see those signs in front of the Ahmaud Arbery trial, which is going on right now, because there was a black victim in this case. But there's nobody that was involved with this that is a person of color, and it's just really strange. And, in fact, the fact that we've made – and, again, I – think life is valuable and that, you know, no one gets to be the person who walks around and deciding who's going to live and die. Just that being said. But we've almost propped up these guys who were shot by Kyle Rittenhouse. These are bad people. These are people who have long criminal records who were out in Kenosha, and everybody's worried about why Kyle Rittenhouse was out there. When the heck were these guys going out there? I mean, you have a guy who's dead now who was... on multiple counts of imprisoning women and children. You had another guy who was a known pedophile with multiple sodomy charges against him. I mean, these are not people that you want, like, that were out in Kenosha just walking their poodles. These are all people that really we should be questioning why all of them were there.
Yep.
But it's really strange how the media decides to, like, lift certain people up and just not tell the whole story. I don't know. This is
okay.
And it's putting gasoline on a fire that doesn't need it. I think that's what's so frustrating is there's way too much division already. Why create more? And if the answer is to sell papers or get clicks, I don't know.
Of course that's what it is. Number six is a focus on your pal Adam Schiff. Jennifer, what's he up to?
He's not my pal. He's my congressman, though.
Yeah, right.
Adam Schiff has been getting a lot of coverage because he's got a book out, first of all, brand new book. So he's been out on a lot of the shows talking about it. But he also is head of the he's on the Intel committee, and he's part of the congressional committee that's investigating January 6th. So they are subpoenaing. One of the reasons we talk about Adam Schiff is that they have subpoenaed people in Trump's inner circle. Many of those people, including Steve Bannon, have refused to respond to the subpoena, and they've taken the misdemeanor charge because they don't want to give any credibility to the investigation. So that's one of the reasons we're talking about him. The other is that every time he's doing these interviews, he's been asked, do you feel remorse? Do you feel like you need to apologize to your constituents and the American people for lying about the Trump and Russia collusion charges that you said you saw evidence of yourself? Because also going on is that the person who created all of the salacious content that went in that dossier was just charged by John Durham and his investigation for making everything up. And so Adam Schiff for years beat a drum that he had seen the evidence between Trump and Russia that turned out to be untrue and just based on rumor, hearsay, and just made up antics. And he says he doesn't want to apologize because he still believed it happened. So,
you know, I want to get off of the people this because the rest of them are all just the same old, same old. There's a suit that's been filed against the company that you work for during mornings. It's not against the company. It's against somebody that works for the company. And this is how, again, things get twisted around. It just so happens that Jennifer, who does mornings on KRLA, that radio station belongs to a company called Salem Media Group. They own news talk stations all around the country, including K-News in Denver. And they have been sued because one of the station's hosts keeps talking about election fraud there. And somebody filed a complaint with them. But it seems to me in that circumstance... although, again, it does the same thing as I said a few minutes ago. It kind of rolls uphill to the top of the pile. But this guy is the one who should be held responsible, as the individual hosts are the ones that ought to be held responsible, like Alex Jones was held. There was no suit against any stations that carry him. It was against him. So instead of trying to work over the company, these guys have to be held responsible on their own. I don't know that much about this guy, Randy Corcoran, or whatever his name is, but...
I know there's a lot of people who are upset about the election issues, but I got to tell you, I mean, there are plenty of false narratives that people are talking about, but then there are also plenty of pieces of evidence that people aren't talking about. And so, again, just common sense is the key, right? If we need to have in our elections, we need to be solid in the fact that they are being carried out in the right way. Because when people lose faith in them, that's when you really start to get into problems. That's when our republic is at risk. And many people, people of color, conservative, many people have lost faith in the fact that elections are being held properly. So what would make people feel better? An investigation, some transparency? Instead, calling people whack jobs and trying to sue them and shut them up, it's probably not the right way to go. Let's do an overhaul. Let's look at our election system. Let's figure it out. I know when they did that in LA County and they did it because they were sued, they pulled over 150,000 dead people off of the voter rolls. Yeah. And those people had voted after their death. Now, in Los Angeles, that's a significant number when you're talking about elections like in a neighboring congressional district decided by 333 votes. Mm-hmm. So let's just get better. People are taking issue with things that are going on. So can we independently investigate what's going on?
Let's continue in a matter of moments here. Spend a couple of minutes talking about the latest COVID realities right after these words.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Attention Americans 65 and older. The Medicare annual enrollment period ends December 7th. Now is the time to select your Medicare Advantage plan for 2022. Get ready for an important toll-free hotline where you can get your free Medicare benefits review. Do you currently have a copay, a high deductible? Do you pay extra for dental and vision? Are your out-of-pocket costs just too high? If you answered yes to any of these, then call 800-401-3982. A Senior Market Quotes licensed insurance agent will help you compare plans, which can include $0 copays, $0 deductibles, even $0 premiums, plus dental and vision coverage for no additional cost. You may also qualify for up to $144 a month. That's $1,700 a year from the Social Security Give Back Program. Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th, so call now. The service is free with no obligation. Call 800-401-3982. That's 800-401-3982. 800-401-3982.
It was the season of cheer, and joy filled the town, except for Scrooge with his perma-frown. The gift of a Peloton bike touched his soul without doubt. When your workout's a joy, it's a joy to work out. This Black Friday, get the original Peloton bike at our best holiday price ever, $1,495. All access membership separate. Terms apply. See website for details.
All right, 47 after the hour here on our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio this week from the DJV showers. Booster shots. Is everybody going to get one? Every adult? Is that good? Everybody? I thought we could all get them now. I don't get the deal. What's the big deal here?
Well, you're over 65, so you're in the category that first was rolled out. But, yeah, they're pushing now. And individual states, like in New Jersey where I am, our governor said, you know, they use the CDC for guidelines and guidance, but they want everybody over 18 to get a booster if it's been 6 months of Pfizer, because the numbers plummet to 43% protection. So I was happy that Lewis and I got our boosters literally 6 months to the day of, you know, of our second shot.
So now
more people are being hospitalized.
The numbers have gone up this week. So does that mean immunity is going away?
If you don't have the third shot. Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They need to be boosted. And especially this is going to be another horrible story of nursing homes, because a lot of those people were the first ones to get the shots. And if they don't get boosted, then we're going to have a lot of spread in, you know, in those types of facilities.
Right. Disney says they're going to require passengers that are older than 5 to get a vaccine or not go on a cruise.
Disney Cruise Line. Disney Parks. There are a lot of people who are saying Mickey, who turned 93 this week, is getting a little tyrannical in his old age.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's
getting
Disney in general.
But how do you, we know that the cruise industry took such a hit. And remember the ship that was docked off of, I don't know, some coast, and people were out there, I think it was off of L.A., and people were stuck on the boat for a month or something because of COVID. I don't know. It makes sense. If you want to go on the Disney cruise and you've got kids running around and everybody touching stuff, and which is like
a nightmare. So does everybody just go to the CVS or the Walgreens and get a shot? You go to your doctor's office?
Yeah, Costco's giving them out. You can show up at Costco.
Yep.
My friend got
really?
A booster shot at Costco. Yeah.
Wow.
You don't need an appointment. You just walk in and...
Mask wearing cuts the incidence of spreading COVID by 53%, according to a new study. Some food for thought. All right, ladies, thank you for being here as usual with your great thoughts. The DJV showers, Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay with Doug at 50 minutes after the hour.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore?
We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
After the hour now, it's Car Talk on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend. I think I can call him my friend. He's a fabulous guy, really an expert. He is the author of the website OurAutoExpert.com. Nick Miles is here with Nick News. I like that. Nick News. It's Nick News time. Sounds like my mother used to call me when I get into trouble a Nick's Nooks. So maybe you can be Nick's Nooks Nick. How about that? Nick's News Nick. All right, let's be going with that and waste a lot of time. The new General Motors vehicles, apparently, whether it's a truck or a car, I know there's a lot of focus this week on heated seats for Chevy trucks and GM trucks, but they're all the same in terms of not putting the chip in, so we're going to hold up production for cars and trucks because we can't have heated seats. The apparent answer they've decided at GM is no, let's go, right?
Yeah, I mean it's the same with a lot of things. People are just deleting their or doing their vehicles without certain things that don't work. You know,
You see some of the ads this week, especially I noticed them for the first time. Order your car now. Get what you really want. So that's a play on what? Getting money into the dealers and getting people signed up because they can't actually get a physical car, so let's order one. Is that what that's about?
No, I think the Europeans had it right. They order their cars, right? So the car companies know you get into line. The other thing is if you order your car, you don't actually know when you get it. It's not like you know when you get it. You just get into the line. If you order it now, you don't get it exactly in 4 weeks. You get it when it's ready. So when you order it, you just go into a line. And I like that idea. So yesterday, being the very shallow individual that I am, I ordered another car at the LA Auto Show. I saw something I thought was kind of interesting.
Which was?
Money down. It was this new Fisker Ocean. You know, Hendrik Fisker, who is famous for designing the Aston Martins and the Z8 from BMW, he has this new Ocean car that they rolled out at the auto show. It's kind of an interesting vehicle. It's sort of this SUV. 80%, 90% of the cars that they showed at the LA Auto Show at the press day yesterday were electric. But the interesting thing is, and his is all electric, but I thought, well, I put my $250 down. It's not coming for at least 2 years. I can back out any time, get my money back. But I'm at least reserved my place in line, right? And I can change my mind any time. That's what I had done with my Ford Mach-E GT, and I did it with two of them, and one of them I backed out of, and I got my money back immediately. So this is the idea. I have done that with several ones, and I think it's a great idea.
The LA Auto Show, you say you were there this week.
Yeah.
What do you see? There looks like there are a lot of different kinds of cars and the focus on car of the year, which seems to be a joke at the moment, or has been.
Yeah,
a joke
I'll tell
years.
You why I think all of these cars of the year things are a joke, because, look, we've come so far in the last few years that it's absolutely no point in having a single vehicle being car of the year. This 42, you know, picking one vehicle as being the best vehicle out of 42 doesn't make any sense anymore. And most people would agree. There are at least 10 or 11 vehicles every year that make sense of being really, really good. You can't decide that one is the best vehicle every year. I'm much more in favor of saying these vehicles make the cut. And these car companies spend so many millions of dollars deciding on, you know, trying to make sure that their car wins best car of the year.
Right.
Why have a jury do this? You know what car of the year tells you? There's one car that's better than everything else, and then there's 42 losers every year. There's not 42 losers every year, Doug. There is so many good cars out there every year.
Not
and
at all.
Americans,
right.
Yeah, Americans, we choose different things each other. That's the great thing about America. We all choose different things, and you can't just say one is better than the other.
Then let's do something besides wasting time on what the car of the year is. Let's talk about the most reliable cars, because I know that was a subject of focus this week as well.
Yes, yeah, so it's interesting to look at what people like and what is on the most reliable list. Unfortunately, the Japanese have done really well. Their brands seem to be really high on the top of the list. So the Japanese, Lexus and Toyota, they seem to have climbed right to the top of the list. Unfortunately, at the bottom of the list, our friends at Lincoln. They don't seem to have done as well. But interestingly enough, at the bottom of the list also, Tesla.
I think that's true, What about
and
the Lincoln is different than the Ford? Why wouldn't the Ford Explorer or Excursion, which is the same size as the Lincoln Navigator, why wouldn't that be also?
Well, there's one big difference. Yeah, there's one big difference, Doug. The Lincoln has a lot more parts on it than the Ford Explorer does. The Ford Explorer, you and I well know, is simple, is nice, and it's neat. It doesn't have so many working bits. So the Lincoln's a lot more parts. Less parts, better America.
There we go. Nick Miles, our autoexpert.com here on the...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.